the queen, the sorceress. Take a breath, you're sure to miss. Lord of the Rings and intoxicating kiss. I'm the one who rules the space. Pray to God was given grace. Can't be replaced. Why? My coochie.
Welcome
lace.
To I'm Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf. Hey guys. It's been a little bit since I last podcasted. Had a rough, I think I told you guys last time shit was rough. But I ended up in the emergency room late last Friday night. So technically it was August 3rd. I went in around 2 or 3 a.m. Actually right before the El Paso shootings. Which I am going to, it's going to be a very, intense podcast. Of course, there's been a lot of fucking horrors going on and I am feeling it deep in my system. Both personally and impersonally, there's a fucking lot going on and a lot being unearthed, including the Epstein sex trafficking stuff. These mass shootings that don't seem to stop for, I'll get into them in a bit and what my opinion is. But I think it's hard to deny that there's a collective disease at this point that fuels hatred, explosions. It's about suppression, power abuse. And we all feel it. We're in a collective mechanism slash machine. So we're in this and people are breaking. And I definitely broke late last Friday night. And it was very, very hard for me. I drove myself to a nearby hospital. It was very hard for me to accept that I needed to go. But that was, for me, part of the healing, was accepting I needed support. And I do, those of you who've been listening for a while, I've battled depression and anxiety my whole life. It exhausts your energy. I did not know when I was going to be able to podcast next. I suddenly got a burst, and I just also really want to talk about what's going on because it's important, and it's important to talk about it from a very authentic place. And I think these horrific events are pushing us to get more and more real. I mean, clearly we need gun reform. We've been asking for this for a long, long time. And it's not really getting addressed. The NRA pays a lot of money to certain Republican candidates and other Democratic candidates too, I'm sure. And you should not be able to walk in and buy an assault weapon. That's just, it's so beyond obvious to me that I really do almost lack the energy. It's heartbreak. Let's just talk about the shooting that happened. So I took a lot of notes in the last week and a half with everything going on. I wanted to be educated on it before I talked about it. So the El Paso Walmart shooting, there were 20 people gunned down and killed, and as well as dozens that were wounded. A gunman was shooting down the island, shooting down the aisles, and just including children. It's beyond a nightmare, you know. It's people are breaking, people are exploding, and we need to talk about mental health. And I'll get into my own in this podcast as well to give you a little bit more, not too much for my own privacy, but mental health really does need to be addressed. Now, I'm not saying that this was not a case. I 100% agree that this was a hate crime and linked to white supremacy, which is also linked to a president who I believe is steeped in that kind of energy. Where I differ with some people is I think it's both mental illness and white supremacy and racism. And I think they're all linked. I think it's a disease. I think it's an illness to even be steeped in that kind of hatred in the first place. So I just think it's a collective fuckfest or whatever you want to call it that needs to be healed and addressed. I'll keep reading this. So the shooter appeared, and I think at this point is pretty much confirmed to be targeting Hispanics. He used the word invasive or invasion a lot in his manifesto, which is a lot of the same. He was using a lot of the same terms that Trump uses, referring to illegal immigrants trying to cross the border. Okay. And it's heartless in the way the treatment of people at the border, and just, you know, people are looking for safety. We need to, as not just a country, but as worldwide, we need to fucking really start fixing shit. I know we're attempting, but like the fact that people are even fleeing countries because it's so unsafe there, like we have to deal, like we do, we have to globally really start fixing shit. We need more leaders, more light workers across the globe coming together. And I think it's going to happen, but enough is enough. Enough of the misogyny, the racism, and you know, obviously white supremacy mentality is right in the racism stuff. Just the mistreatment of humans in general. It's enough. And so many people are in pain. And I have a close friend who's also super fucking sensitive and empathic, who went into the ER the same night as me. And she's very, very sensitive and picks up on things. So I think a lot of us are hitting our own breaking points. Those of us who've tried to push down our own pain and keep going and keep going, I think we've had enough, and we need change, and we're sick of the hatred. We're sick of the mistreatment of ourselves, of each other, the planet, the animals. I think it's time we start really facing these issues and changing. And I'm not done talking about the shooting, but I've been enjoying following the Democratic debates, because I think it's very important that we can get behind the person who's going to be going against Trump. Right now, Tulsi is really impressing me. Elizabeth Warren, I love. Bernie is great. There are obviously, I talked about Marianne Williamson last time, who I think's awesome. She brought up reparations, which is a very, this is going to sound so corny, like a hot topic, but you know what I mean? It's something that's controversial. And I believe, in terms of that we just need to, for real, acknowledge racism on a real level. And there can't be any more inequality throughout the U.S., if that makes sense. And I'm not talking about some perfect world. Some people might critique me. No, but we can really start giving equal amount of funds. Right now, we need to give more funds. And this is, for me, where reparations comes in, is giving a lot of funds to communities that are still wrecked, and it has to do with slavery and racism and the treatment. So I just think we need to take a lot of our money and stop wasting them on fucking walls and putting them into our communities here that really, really need them, and focusing on our citizens and really loving everyone and giving everyone as best of an opportunity as we can, because people are falling through the cracks and we're exploding on both sides, on every end. It's not tit for tat. You know, I love how Trump, after the shooting, and his like daughter too, they were like, you know, there's a lot of violence going on. And I forget what city she cited at that time. She was like, it was the most violent weekend and blah, blah, blah. So it's like, first of all, shut up, because it's like, what are Republicans doing about this? They act like it's time that we put our funds and our funding into really making sure all communities are given what they need when it comes to education, all sorts of community services, food. No one in our, not just our collective country, but I want to eventually, like, we need to do this worldwide. We need to start taking care of each other. We are feeling the lack of community. People are isolated and they're snapping and they're steeped in hatred. And when some people are isolated in certain areas, they're only taught hatred. So I do not know what was going on fully with this El Paso man, but there are a lot of people who are, in my eyes, mentally ill and white supremacists living in a diseased culture. So I'm not saying, you know, a lot of people are like, don't blame it on mental illness. I'm not blaming it. First of all, I think we're in a diseased society. I think this is a hate crime, the El Paso one. It's definitely terrorism. I would definitely call it terrorism, but I think it's also mental illness. But I think most of us are swimming in this mental illness and we're breaking. And I think it's time, because we need a new way of navigating this whole fucking thing. So many of us are in pain, whether it's physically, emotionally, spiritually. There are different ways to process it, but we need a different kind of support system. So let's see. In this shooting, a young couple died shielding their young son from the bullets. Mexico's actually threatening to take legal action because it is domestic terrorism, you know, that kind of thing. It's going to be interesting how all of this continues to unfold. Hopefully it will be charged as terrorism and as a hate crime. Like I said, I think anyone who commits that kind of violence, though, is ill, but I get why it's terrorism, because it was fueled by this, like, I wrote what terrorism is. The unlawful use of violence and intimidation, usually on civilians in the pursuit of political aims. And this did have a political aim. It was geared towards Hispanic people. So I do think it's terrorism in this case, for sure. And Trump has some nerve, right? Because it's mirroring a lot of the same language that he's using. And there are a lot of people chanting things at his rallies that are so fucking frightening. And when he doesn't condemn that kind of behavior, he allows it. So we're living in a pretty dangerous environment at the moment. It's explosive. And a couple motorcycles backfired in Times Square. I think it was like last night. And people were freaking out in Times Square running, because we're in this state of fear and we know that someone could lose it like that. So we need to start really addressing this shit, and there needs to be gun reform. No one should be able to go in and buy an assault rifle in a Walmart or any store. I don't know why anyone needs an assault rifle. I don't know. Okay. So let's see. Oh, and then before I get to the other shooting, there was a 6-year-old boy thrown from London's Tate Modern Gallery. A 17-year-old teenager was arrested. They believe he's the one that threw him over a 10th-story balcony. He landed on the 5th-story roof. He's in critical but stable condition. I mean, this is what I'm talking about. Like, what the fuck is going on? Let's see. I was comparing Trump to Hitler, and I said, it's like Hitler calling a Nazi soldier mentally ill for killing Jews. Meanwhile, get it, because it's like Hitler's like, kill the Jews, and someone kills the Jew, and he's like, this guy's mentally ill. Trump is not setting a great precedent. And can I say something? We'll get to the Epstein stuff, trust me. But just so we're all clear, this whole Epstein's child sex trafficking ring, Clinton was on that airplane, the Lolita, that was always transporting these young girls. He was on there a couple times, okay? Went to the island at least once, Bill Clinton. And Trump has been associated with Epstein, and a woman came out and said that she was raped by him when she was, I think it was 13 or 14. So both, we've got Epstein, Clinton, and Trump are all linked in this child sex trafficking thing. My point in that is that, yo, we're living, there are predators that we've been taught to hail as heroes. And I'm not trying to be hard on any of us, because we've all fallen into the fucking fake, nice, polite bullshit that lets that kind of stuff happen. Authenticity in healing work is not about being nice, nicing it up, putting a smile on, or when you're not feeling that. That ends up creating actually more hatred. because expression of truth is okay. It's learning how to express these really dark places, I think, into art. I think that's the way. But when you hold it in, which so many people are doing, you explode, and we don't have to live like that. That's why I write rap songs. It helped me channel this place within me. And guess what? I got fucking made fun of. Who gives a fuck? You got to express your truth in the way you have to, whether it's through drawing, writing. I always run out dancing. There's so many different ways, but we got to clean this shit up. Like, oh man. Okay. Okay. Yeah. And I just, okay, I'll keep going where I'm calling Trump Hitler. When you don't publicly denounce acts of violence against minorities, you're going with them. And the inhumane treatment at the border is just showing people that this kind of treatment is allowed. There's a reason why so many white nationalists vote for Trump. So if Trump is really against this kind of white nationalism, then he really needs to make a stand and say something. Although we'll see if that happens because, but if he really wants to act like he's against this, he needs to take a huge fucking stand. And I'm happy he deleted those texts that where he was calling them invaders. I'm happy he deleted those. On one hand, it seems shady, but fuck that. Then we're all, first of all, we all know we're all invaders here. Unless you're like pure Native American, you're an invader on this land. So I don't know how people get it twisted so hard. It's so crazy. We invaded this land, and we fucking gave Native Americans blankets infested with smallpox and purposely killed mothers, children, fathers. We killed them off. I say we like I was fucking a part of it. But I wasn't alive then. But you get what I'm saying. So we all know this. But some people obviously need to be reminded when they use the word invader. It's like, once again, this land that we live on, it was Native Americans. And then we all migrated over here. It's a melting pot, everyone. God, I'm so annoyed. I mean, obviously, I fucking broke. And I'm still accepting the fact that I have to take medication right now to feel stable. I mean, we have such a fucking stigma around mental health and talking about it because we all, once again, I'm good. Thank you. How are you? Like, I can't meet people at a happier level if I'm not there. And too many of us have not had the conversation at this place where we're not fake nicing. You know what I mean? There's some real shit to fucking talk about. Some real shit to fix. Because people are breaking. And we go, oh my God, you know, yes, we need gun laws. Yes, there's racism and white nationalism. Yes, yes, yes. But there, we need to start talking about why people are exploding and why there's so much hate and why there's racism and why. We need to get to this root of what's going on. And I think we're all... we've forgotten how frail we all are and how sensitive we are. Yes, we're also strong, resilient beings, but we are so vulnerable and we don't speak this language. We're frail. And all of these wounds and stuff that starts very young when our needs aren't being met. And that's the wound I've been in for, I guess, a couple, 2 to 3 weeks now. You know, really feeling how much we need and that it's okay. Once again, we come into this world as young, vulnerable infants needing breast milk or formula, whatever, you know what I mean, but needing that kind of liquid sustenance. We need touch, you know, and I'm very not into the cried out method, by the way. I think a lot of these wounds start there. I think it's normal for not just infants, but kids, teenagers, adults, all of us, we need. And when our needs aren't being met, whether it's physically, emotionally, spiritually, our soul starts to ache and break, and then it can manifest in mental illness or spiritual illness, physical illness. But it's okay that a lot of us are just feeling this pain. and it's okay to be feeling it. It doesn't make you weak. And if you need any kind of medication, or if you're going off medication, like, support always as to where you're at in your journey. Always. Man, I think things are going to keep changing. I think once again, things need to be really highlighted before we can heal it. I said highlighted funny, but oh God. Okay, so let's talk about, oh, by the way, you guys can always look at the hashtag white supremacist in chief. Okay. So what did I write here? I said terrorism and mental illness to me are, yeah, I already said this, are linked as well as abuse and violence. I was just saying it makes sense that these hateful acts keep occurring because we're not healing the root of this disease. But I think it's happening. And guys, please treat animals nicely. Like, they have souls too. It's time we evolve and we thrive, but we have to do it together. All right, let's talk about the Dayton, Ohio shooting. The shooter killed 9 people, including his own sister, who he went there with his sister and a friend, 27 wounded. Both guns were purchased legally. He arrived in the entertainment district with his sister and another companion. They split up, and then he later opened fire. It's unsure still whether or not he meant to kill his sister. The police killed him within 30 seconds. But that's it. They killed him very fast. However, that's how much damage assault rifles can do. In just 30 seconds, it can be devastating. So we really need to get rid of assault rifles, like, immediately. And people like to make the comments, you know, prayers don't do anything. You know, prayers do something, but we need gun reform laws. People can still pray. You can pray to God. You can pray. But we also need to actually put into action gun reform shit. Like, we need to take care of this. We need action. We need change. Whatever that means for you. Writing your local congressman. I don't know. Doing a post. I don't know. But we got to fucking do something. And really supporting a candidate that wants gun reform as well and doesn't take donations from the NRA. Yeah. Oh, and then Ohio lawmaker Candace Keller blamed the shooting on drag queen advocates, homosexual marriage, open borders, and Obama. So Candace Keller sounds like a real fucking douchebag. More sad news. One of the owners of The Stand, a comedy club in New York City, David Kimowitz, was murdered in a double homicide in his home in New Jersey. Horrific. I think I only met him a couple times. I was not close with him, but very, very sad. He leaves behind kids and a wife. Once again, people are breaking. I don't know. Racism, hate, and all of it is worldwide. You know, in some countries, it's still legal to rape and marry 13-year-old girls. Like, we are all connected. We all feel the horrific actions going on, and we need to all really start taking a stand. And I'm not going to stop talking about this stuff. I could feel it, especially when I had to go to the emergency room. I could feel all of this breaking in my body, the pain of it, and the injustice, and the lost voices. Also, last week in California at a food festival, 3 were gunned down. I believe it was a garlic festival. The shooter then killed himself. I want to talk about the word utopia, because the word means an imagined place where everything is perfect. I am wanting to create a utopia of some sorts, but this whole reality, includes imperfections. It includes wounds to let the light in. Or if you want to think about glass, it includes like breaks to allow light in. However, even though in some sense we're inherently broken, there's a way to still create as much of a utopia as possible. And that includes really coming together as a community and caring about all citizens, and also as a global citizen as well. And we need to support each other, and we need to start getting really real about the pain we're carrying and our struggles. And we have to really watch how we're bullying in our own lives, bullying ourselves, bullying others, maybe still making jokes at our own expense or at others' expenses. And humor's great, but not when it has a certain kind of bullying in it, in my eyes. And it can still be dark, and you know, I love dark humor, for sure. I just think there's an art form to it. And very few can really walk that line. One of my favorite comedians, I've had him on in the past, is Tim Dillon. He cracks me up. And he's very dark, but I'm not saying almost always he gets away with it. He's brilliant. And of course there are other comedians I know that have brilliant dark minds, but, there's a difference between dark humor and being a bully. And I think people, and I'm not just talking in the comedy world, I'm talking about when you go to your family parties and someone makes a quote unquote joke that actually felt like a real stab to your heart. You know, a lot of people are unconscious. They think that they really are saying jokes, but you know, we can feel the dig behind them. So just really, you know, it's about the healing work. Honestly, if I didn't have these tools, I don't know how I'd be getting through any of this. And the biggest tool I've learned is self-compassion and acceptance of where I'm at. I have very limited energy, and I have to give almost all of it to Shane and to my clients at this point. I try to get back when I get when my friends text, I try to at least respond, but really understanding that I need to replenish my energy sources. I was not going to do this podcast until I really felt that I could. And it's not going to be too long, I don't think. But I just really appreciate all of you who've either followed me on this journey or just found me and get something out of this. And we support each other. You know, I really always want to connect with in this way. So it was important. It was up there on my list. It's just been, I have to save my energy for clients, Shane, and myself, because it has been very tough. And thank God, my family sent me groceries a couple days ago. It was life-saving, because it's okay to take in support. And I think that's been a huge tool for me, because we feel weak when we can't do it all ourselves. You know, that's part of the patriarchal vibes that hits all of us of any gender, is like we're supposed to hold it all together all the time. Nah, I don't know who told us all that. That's a fucking historical wound. It's okay to be vulnerable, and we all break, and we all need each other, and we all need love, real love and real support. We want to be held and loved unconditionally, which hopefully is where we're headed. Hopefully these horrors that are occurring is so we can really, really lead to a place of love and connection. Yeah, and we just need more mental illness and mental health programs in all communities, and not just mental health, you know, but spiritual centers that offer activities for the arts and for everything. So every child born here, or not, that is here, can get serviced and can blossom. People slip through the cracks, you know, of all races, of all colors. And I believe when anyone commits an act of violence, whether it's the kind that happened in Ohio or Texas, or, you know, I think wars, I think going to war and killing people like that is a form of disease. There are wars within and wars without, but we have to learn how to collectively get through these places of friction in our systems. Enough with the wars, enough with the nuclear threats. Ugh. Yeah, and once again, with the whole thing of saying we all break, a lot of us are like sick in our homes, whether it's physically or depression or whatever, and living lives that we're not fully loving yet or whatever, and not really talking about it. And a lot of people are taught to hate and divide. So once we start really stop isolating and coming together and talking, I think stuff can change. But a lot of people are having trouble talking who have like different beliefs, but it can be really hard. Like, I don't know how I would do talking to a white supremacist. Like, I'm not saying I'd keep my calm. I don't know how to do that, but somehow conversations need to be had, because all of this, and obviously gun reform, there needs to be we need to fix this shit up. One of the things getting me through is I just discovered the new cast of Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. Oh my gosh, I love them. They're amazing. Let's see, we've got Karamo, Bobby, Tan, Jonathan, and Anthony. Incredible. They're incredible, and they're making a huge difference. So just shout outs to them. Like, talk about bringing light into the world. That has been getting me through, watching that when I have zero energy. All right, let's get into the whole child sex trafficking. More Epstein accusers are coming forward, and guess what? There's going to be a ton more. A lot of rich people are probably shaking right now, especially his accomplice, this woman, Ghislaine Maxwell. She's an English socialite. She's fucked. She actually started an ocean charity. It makes me so sad that a woman who started an ocean charity was involved in recruiting young girls to child sex trafficking, because we need ocean charities, you know. But yeah, she was the woman. Her and Epstein dated a long time ago and then broke up and stayed really close friends. And she was also, a lot of the girls coming out said that Ghislaine also sexually abused them. So I'm not sure what's going on with her, if she's in custody or being questioned, but almost every girl that's coming out about this mentions this woman being that she was the one that was recruiting the young girls. So she's going to get in big fucking trouble. And her and Epstein were a thing back in the day. What a fucking, that is a weird fucking life to like date someone and break up and be like, we didn't work out, so like, let's start a whole child sex trafficking ring together. Yeah, cool. But Epstein is in jail. He's at the Manhattan Correctional Facility, which if you Google that, it says it's like worse than Guantanamo Bay. I know he was found unconscious last week or a week and a half ago. I'm not sure what his state is right now. And a lot of the girls coming out about the Epstein stuff, they were in a mode of survival where they needed cash, so they ended up kind of getting into it in that way. And you know, there were a lot of the girls coming out, they're scared of being judged, and I think we just need to hear everyone's stories. You know, people do things out of the state of survival, and that's what we need to move out of, is where we're really there for our kids, for our adults, for each other, the animals, this planet. There should be no child sex trafficking. Like, I know it's crazy to say, but like, there's a lot of this, and we all feel this. Like, trust me, and I get it, because I've been on porn sites, and I'm not saying I'm innocent in feeling. You can see in a lot of that sexual porn stuff where a lot of us, I'll just say, there's a lot of darkness that goes on even within ourselves in terms of where we're pulled there. There's just a lot of violence that we're all feeling that we need to all just address, and we need to fix this, because there can't be child sex trafficking pedophilia needs to be like for real addressed once and for all, because it's like I said, I don't find To Catch a Predator funny because it's just too common watching all these men just keep coming through. So we need to address what's going on that's making that, you know, like really though, we need to have real conversations with psychologists, psychiatrists, doctors, healers, regular everyone, you know what I mean? Like we just need to have really educated conversations about this stuff and where it's stemming from, because I don't think anyone is born saying like, oh, I hope I'm going to be a pedophile when I'm older, or into bestiality, or like, you know, so we have to really understand where these things stem from and how to move to another way of operating together. We can't just sweep this stuff under the carpet anymore. That doesn't make it go away. And we have shit to solve. I love being a comedian. I love having humor. And I think I infused a little bit in this podcast this week, maybe, but like right now it is a bit hard to be funny while feeling all of this. I did barely get through Comedy Seance last week. I'm glad I did it, but it was very hard to get through. I was able to be funny, and it was nice to connect. It was nice that the people who really came were sensitive people. But it is for me at this moment, there's place for humor. And Shane and I, we got to watch Diary of a Wimpy Kid. It's on HBO right now. So like, especially when it comes to him, we're, you know, I'm trying not to bring this into that. He does not need to think about that in the same way, although he knows what has happened. I asked him if he knew. He said yes already, and he didn't want to talk about it. So we didn't. But our kids are also feeling this stuff. So we need to find ways to cope for ourselves and for them, so we can stop these fucking mass shootings and really get real about why this is happening. And once again, everyone's really looking for a way to just have their needs met. We all want to have our needs met. We all want to be fulfilled. And I don't think most of us know what it truly means to truly be satisfied. Because we all, to be really satisfied, we need to live in a world that where everyone's treating each other better. We're feeling this. We're feeling these explosions. Also, in terms of the gun argument, someone was like, well, what about the feral hogs issue that's going on? I forget what state, it might be more than one, but there, some people really, they're like feral hogs that are like kind of taking over. You know, I don't know the answer to feral hogs. I mean, honestly, and look, you know that I'm mostly vegetarian, but honestly, hunting a feral hog sounds better than a slaughterhouse. I say get rid of all the slaughterhouses, and then if hogs are invading in that way and terrorizing you, maybe eat one of them. I don't like that, because I don't really like eating animals for the most part, but I prefer that than slaughterhouses. I don't know. That's crazy that there are feral hogs, for real. Yeah, I had a dream where someone very important in my life reminded me, like looked me right in the eyes and was like, you are the universe in ecstatic motion. And it just really reminded me that the universe is within all of us. So all this stuff we're seeing and co-creating, you know, we're feeling this on our insides, and we are the universe. So in order to fix it together, we have to do the work. We have to go within. We have to deal with our own anger, our own narcissism. And we still want to change the world and heal it, you know, but we have to be willing to see our own ugly places and weak places. And it was, like I said, it was really hard going to the emergency room, because I was like, oh my gosh, am I weak now? Am I weak? And it's like, guys, whether it's a physical issue, a panic attack, spiritual, like go to the doctor, get the help you need, take care of yourself. And I guess I had the worry of like, oh, but I'm a healer. Yes, but no one is perfect. And I needed support in that moment that I was not getting. So, you know, embrace your vulnerability. Like I said, we all, a lot of us just still want to be like rocked and held and sang to, and that's all good. And just, you know, once again, take action, even if it's an intent behind an action. But starting to take a different kind of action in your life that can lead you closer to your soul, whatever that means. Even if it's taking an extra nap or saying, you know what, I am going to get a healing from Kate, because I would love to give, especially those of you who are feeling this like me, feeling this collective stuff and not knowing how to handle it in your personal life, but then also feeling the brokenness, like, I got you. You're not alone in this. And I could not be doing this work without other really sensitive, empathic, beautiful people. So reach out if you want a healing. It's K, just the letter K, Wolf, 2 Fs, 27 at gmail.com. I offer tarot readings, non-dual Kabbalistic healings. I'm saving my energy for clients, my son, and myself. So there you go. And yeah, I hope to hear from you all. And I will be eventually doing more shows and events. I'm just right now focusing on me and really loving me. And that tender, tender infant that is right now really out and about that wants my attention. So sending you all love, hoping that together we can really start changing and getting a good Democratic candidate to go against Trump is very, very important. Yeah, he needs to be out of there. So anyway, thank you all so much for listening. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at @ThatKateWolf. Bye.
Who is it? It's Sauron. The war in me has just begun. My truth will always be sung. Over and over we will be one. My enemies, they lie with it. Self-destruct, my biggest sin. I won't stop, so it begins, and we march on like minions.
Lordess of the rings, Lordess of the rings, Lordess of the rings, Lordess of the rings.
I'm the hero, 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 the hero.